Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, Apple has finally announced a brand new AirTag 2 that's now available to order. It's simply called the new AirTag, but it is the formal successor to the first AirTag launched nearly 5 years ago, so it is a true second-generation AirTag. It comes with an upgraded second-generation ultra-wideband chip for improved range, including when using precision finding. This is the same second-generation ultra-wideband chip found in the iPhone 17, iPhone Air, and latest Apple Watches. Precision finding guides users to their lost items from up to 50% further away than the previous generation. There's also an upgraded Bluetooth chip that expands the range at which items can be located. For Apple Watch users, AirTag 2 is the first model to support precision finding. So for the first time, Apple Watch users can use precision finding when locating an item, and this is supported on the Series 9 or later and Ultra 2 or later. Just like on the iPhone, precision finding on the Apple Watch uses haptic, visual, and audio feedback to help you find your AirTag while displaying a large arrow on the screen pointing you towards it. Another key upgrade with the new AirTag is an improved speaker, which should also make it easier to find. Apple says that with an updated internal design, the new AirTag is 50% louder than the previous generation, enabling users to hear their AirTag from up to 2 times further than before. The second generation AirTag features the same overall form factor as the first generation model. It's the same size, so all of your current accessories will still work with the new model. It also uses the same battery as its predecessor, which is the generic CR2032 coin battery. And Apple says battery life is the same, and it should last for more than a year on a single battery. AirTag 2 is available to order now. Pricing is unchanged at $29 for a single AirTag and $99 for a 4-pack. Next up today, alongside the new AirTag, Apple has announced its new Black Unity Apple Watch Band. Apple releases a new Unity Watch Band every year in honor of Black History Month. The new Apple Watch Unity Connection Braided Solo Loop celebrates the power of connection and showcases the color of the Pan-African flag. Apple says it's created by weaving recycled polyester yarn filaments around ultra-thin silicon threads using advanced precision braiding machinery. It's soft with a textured feel and is also sweat and water resistant. It uses multiple shades of red, green, and black for what Apple describes as depth and vibrancy. Apple says that it is proud to support organizations that inspire connection and promote creativity, including the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, Urban Arts in New York City, Youth Music in London, the Art Gallery of New South Wales in Sydney, and more. The new braided solo loop Unity Connection Apple Watch Band is available to order starting today for $99. We're sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. If you're someone who loves being organized and checking things off, you need to try Stuff. It's designed to make capturing tasks as easy and frictionless as possible, to help you keep your momentum and get things done. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or even using the camera, and Stuff turns them into actionable tasks right away. And lists and Stuff are built like completable projects, so whether you're planning a trip, starting a business, or working towards a big goal, you can break it down step by step and watch it take shape. Download Stuff for free today at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. You can get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff with code 9TO5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do lists again. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Rounding out today, in a new support document, Apple has revealed a new iOS 26.3 feature exclusive to devices with an Apple modem. It's called Limit Precise Location. Apple explains that this setting allows you to limit some information that cellular networks might use to determine your location. For example, cellular networks might only be able to determine a less precise location, such as the neighborhood where your device is located, rather than something more precise like a street address. The setting doesn't impact signal quality or user experience, Apple says. It also doesn't impact the accuracy of data shared with emergency responders when you call 911. It only affects the location data available to your cellular network to improve your privacy. Apple says the feature is supported on the iPhone Air, the iPhone 16e, or the M5 iPad Pro with cellular connectivity. It requires iOS 26.3 or later, and you need a supported carrier. Right now, those carriers are Telekom in Germany, EE and BT in the United Kingdom, Boost Mobile in the United States, and AIS and True in Thailand. If you meet that criteria, you can open Settings, scroll down to Cellular, tap Cellular Data Options, and toggle on the Limit Precise Location setting. This is a relatively niche feature as it stands right now, but the interesting part is that it's a feature exclusive to devices powered by Apple's in-house modem chips. That's the C1X modem inside the iPad Pro and the iPad Air, and the C1 modem inside the iPhone 16e. If you use, for instance, an iPhone 17 Pro, which features a modem still made by Qualcomm, then you can't use this new feature. This is probably just the first of many features that Apple will eventually ship to devices with its own modem. With the iPhone 18 lineup next year, Apple is expected to launch the C2 modem for the Pro and the Pro Max, opening this feature and any future features to more devices. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.